I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus somba kazing. I want your attention, everything.
Pockety, wackety, whack. Abber, abber, and abber, and ack. Shrink in size, very small. We got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Preston, digitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Preston, digitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Preston, digitonium.
All right, good morning. You're listening to Sound Square. This is Derek Toker. And we're at the CITR studios here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I've got an interesting show here for you today. Let's see here. We're going to listen to some soundtracks. And, you know, a whole bunch of new music just came in this week. So there's going to be a little bit of serendipity. I actually haven't had a chance to listen to a lot of this stuff. So, you know, you're going to go on a musical journey of discovery with me. But I like to start my show off with a soundtrack or two. Last week we heard some Shame. That's the motion picture, music from the motion picture starring Michael Fassbender. And after that we had listened to some Social Network.
How the hell did he make
this
just as piano?
And let's see here. This morning we are going to start off with some Hans Zimmer. And if you haven't heard of him before, you've probably heard his music. He's a very prolific composer. He's done all of the latest Batman movies, Inception, maybe some older films like The Rock. He did the music for that. The Lion King, Gladiator. But my favorite soundtrack that he's done is music from The Last Samurai. And the song we're going to hear is A Small Measure of Peace. It's a beautiful song, and I think it really says a lot about temperance. So here we go.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're
you know?
All right, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can catch this show podcasting at CITR.ca. And before that here, we just heard music from the 2003 film The Last Samurai. You know, don't mind Tom Cruise getting in the way there, but the music is pretty awesome. And after that, we heard music from Perfume, The Story of a Murder. It was composed partly by the director of the film as well, Tom Tykwer. And the song was called Meeting Laura. Some really eerie and creepy music there. Next up, we are going to start playing random CDs off of the shelf. I mean, they're somewhat random. They're all the newest additions to the CITR catalog. And I've sort of pulled a little bit of country, a little bit of ambience, a little bit of whatever the description said that tantalized my interests. But first up here, we are going to listen to, let's see here, Snowblink. And the song, I'm just picking it off the song title here, Black and White Mountains. So
colored mountains, zebra colored mountains, panda mountains, yeah, serious mountains sit seriously. Decided on a different tree, though they newly knit.
to see my sweetheart there. She was lying on the table, so white, so cold, so bare. That he said, let it go, let it go. God bless her, wherever she may be. She can search this wide world over, but she'll never find a better man than me. Hey!
Okay, then. That was quite the take on St. James Infirmary. That was done by Blackberry Wood off of their album called Strong Man vs. Russian Bears. And it's a really cool album cover. It's got sort of a circusy type guy on the cover wearing his wife beater. And feels like things are pretty crazy. Before that, we heard Guilford Avenue Bridge by Dan Deacon off his new album America. Prior to that was the song To Fly or Not to Fly by Deerhoof, and that's off their album Breakup Song. And the first song we heard there in that set was Black and White Mountain by Snowblink. So got another album here in the CD player. And I haven't picked a song yet. This is CFRU Presents Royal Blood. It's a collection of mixed artists and songs. So let's see here. How about Clementines by Pat Rick McCauley? Okay, so let's cue this up. Number 8. Here we go. Thank you. All right. Well, we just heard Selkies off their self-titled album, and that was Mountain Lion. Before that was Pat Rick McCulley, Clementines. So I've actually had a few callers let me know that my use of the word wife beater is potentially inappropriate. I just want to say that this show does not endorse the beating of women, and I think that's a terrible name for a piece of clothing. But actually, looking at the album, let's just describe it in a little bit better detail, because it really is an interesting album cover. So there's like this weightlifter dude, and he's wearing, let's say, a weightlifting outfit. And, you know, it's sort of spandexy. He's covered with claw marks. It looks like he's been in the fight with a lion. He's very tall. He's got a mustache. He's standing in front of a sort of white and red striped circus tent, and he's holding dumbbells. So he's like a very strong man. And then beside them, oh, here we go. The album's called Strongman versus Russian Bears. There are three bears whom are women that are all about the same height, and they're wearing little bear costumes, and one of them is in the process of taking off her bear costume, and it looks like there's a pile of cigarette butts on the ground. But it's very cute. It's not meant to be gross or anything. And I think they are the ones wearing the so-called white tank tops, and one of them is on their cell phone. And there's a Ferris wheel in the background. Anyway, I digress. It's a cool album. You should check it out. Strongman versus Russian Bears. So next up, I'm going to read a poem. And I've taken my shoes off for that because I believe that poetry is always better when you're not wearing any shoes. And I'll let you know what it is at the end. So, you know, if you recognize this, then that's great. Taking away the moments that make up a dull day, fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way, kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown, waiting for someone or something to show you the way. Tired of lying in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long, and there is time to kill today. And then the one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. And you run and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking. Racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. Every year is getting shorter, never seem to find the time. Plans that either come to naught or half a page of scribbled lines hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. The time is gone, the song is over, thought I'd something more to say. Home, home again, I like to be here when I can. When I come home, cold and tired, it's good to warm my bones beside the fire. Far away, across the field, tolling on the iron bell, calls the faithful to their knees to hear the softly spoken magic spell. And that was none other than Pink Floyd's Time. You know, I've heard the song a million times, but I've never actually listened that carefully to the lyrics, probably because their oversampling is just way too intense and the music is already interesting enough as it is. So another album in the studio here that caught my attention. They've been getting a lot of play on CBC, and that's White Horse. It's the collaboration between Luc Doucet and Melissa McClellan. And, you know, they're usually playing, you know, one or two songs at a time because, you know, what you do on commercial radio, you're trying to promote, but you're very limited in what you can play. So today we're going to play something off their album that I have not heard of yet, and it looks interesting. It's called Peterbilt Coal Mine. And Peterbilt is one word, and coal mine is one word. So interesting. Here we go.
Is it the roll in the pitch?
The drunken Gulf of Mexico or the 7-year itch?
I hear the mating calls of fireflies, some celestial blues.
And they're bringing me around again, and there's something I can use.
Now I see nothing but the water, and it's falling from my face. It is the face.
It is the face.
It is the face. Without you, I'm a shadow
of a drifter and a barfly, and whatever else you had to be.
It's true, I've come around now. I can even touch my toes.
And all the running and the talking, yeah, now everybody knows.
You never speak, but I can hear you as you sing out from your mismatched eyes. They are the eyes.
They are the eyes.
They are the eyes. I will. We're on a boat out on the ocean, and there's nothing more to share.
We've gone from one wave to another, and back again to where
we go when guitars are hungover and the songs are fast asleep.
I feel the flesh wounds in my heart, but they are mine for me to keep.
In your pocket or your fist or in your mind, but they come to you by your ears.
They are the ears.
They are the ears.
They are the ears
that I will sing to.
To do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills,
eating and eating and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is the Sound Squared show. My name is Derek Toker. That was Hannah Georgia and her self-titled album. The song was called Fantasize. So I also noticed this guy here in the pile of CDs, Mr. Roy Cooter. And, you know, he's contributed so much to the music world, and I wasn't sure sort of what song to play, but looking at the names, we've got number one here on his album, Mutt Romney Blues. So I'm not sure if that's referring to anyone in particular or, you know, obviously it is, but let's give it a listen.
Went for a ride, pulled up on the highway side, tied me down up on the roof. Boss, I hollered, woof, woof, woof. Don't look right, don't seem right. Hot in the day, cold all night. Where I'm going, I just don't know. Podol's got to bottle up and go. Well, he had a ride, showed up right. Podol really had a ride. Not in the front, neither back. Up on the roof like a cock sack. Bottle up and go, shown up and go. Oh, now in a bottle of go. Ow. Old Mr. Boss, cut me down. I won't spread that story around. You got on mine. They think I was lying. And the mean things that you're trying to do, I won't blow the whistle on you. Take me down from this roof, please, Master Boss. The traveling boss showed up wrong. Old dog was traveling wrong. Not in front, neither in back. Up on the roof like a cotton sack. Go, oh, down, he had to bottle, let me go. Bottle up.
I lost my faith in the setting of the sun. They hid behind a mountain, ran off the night. Now I'm halfway to Jasper. I've come completely undone. I've got no one to blame except the man in these shoes. I got a funny feeling these ain't no part-time blues. When I get through Alberta, I'll get through to you. So tell me a story that even I can understand, about a boy who ain't yet a man. And send him to Jasper, the sunset in his hand. Traveler, white knuckles on the wheel. Don't know where I'm going, but I'll get there still. I guess if I don't make it, hell, we'll know it's God's will. And as the sun goes down, goes dark, one headlight shining, an unfamiliar eye. Now I'm waiting in the water, trying to find me a place to park. So tell me a story that even I can understand. Sunset in his hand. So tell me a story that even I can understand, about a boy who ain't yet a man. And send him to Jasper, the sunset in his hand. Send them to Jasper, the sunset in his hand.
All right, that was Send Him to Jasper by Dylan Rassad. Hopefully I pronounced that right, from his new album, Halfway Houses. Just to mention, too, the Rye Cooter song we heard, Mutt Romney Blues. The title of the album is Election Special, and there's the Stars and Stripes on the cover. So definitely a politically themed album. So that's it for today. This is Derek Toker. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Sound Squared, and we're going to end off with some local music from a band called Kalamalka, All the Way Up, and the song is called Manx.